Hey there, and welcome to the Brittany Wheeler Show. Join Brittany as she interviews incredible people whose stories will uplift you and remind you the life you long for is just ahead. Buckle up for an inspirational ride to your best life. Take it away, Britt.
Welcome, everybody, to the Brittany Wheeler Show. Thank you all for joining. I hope, you know, I want to start out and I want to say, I hope you're really liking these individual segments. You know, I don't like talking about myself. I don't like talking by myself. I don't really like talking about myself unless I know it's going to add value. Now, if you knew me 10 years ago, I think I talked about myself too much, but growth. Okay. Everybody can get better. It's a choice. And so I'm just really excited for these individual segments because I have listened to so many podcasters and so many things, and the ones that I enjoy the segments on are the ones that are adding value and giving you snippets, giving you tidbits, giving you space to grow, because interviews are great. But what if there's that one nugget that you can get that's going to really make a difference? I hope you're enjoying these. I'm enjoying them because I feel like everything that I've done and I've been working towards and what God has helped me grow through is a culmination, and it's really making a difference here. And I really, really love it. So I just want to encourage you to follow the Brittany Wheeler Show. If you are on iTunes or Spotify, we're getting on YouTube, we're getting there. So just be patient with us. And I'm just really excited, for what's coming down the pike. I know some really big things are ahead, and thank you to all of our guests. I can never say it enough. We just have I have an incredible community of men and women here that are just so awesome. And there are people that are like, I can't wait to be on the show. I can't wait to be on the show, because they know they're just witnessing it. They're listening as to what's happening and watching me, and they want to be a part of this awesomeness. And I'm excited for the guests that are going to come down the pike. Today, I want to talk about something that's really been I think it'll add value. So, you know, we're in 2024 and we're in a space where we're still in the first quarter of the year, and how do we grow? How do we get better? You know, hopefully you were applying, the gentleman that told me about it, the 3-week rule, and just sustainably creating those habits for a sustainable new you. Hopefully you were navigating and understanding your goals, assessing, not getting into the hype, but getting into the opportunity and the focus and the commitment. And then, you know, in the previous, hopefully you were loving choosing your heart and understanding that more. And I will encourage anybody that if you didn't listen to that podcast, that's a good one to go back to, because it's a pillar of our podcast, a pillar of who we are in the Brittany Wheeler Show. And one of the topics that I think is really important to talk about with our guests, because every single choosing your heart moment is different for every single person, but it's important to recognize the theme across the board. And so this, what I really wanted to chat about today is building the muscle of discipline. I remember so many leaders throughout my time as an entrepreneur in my early 20s, like, be disciplined, be consistent. Brah, 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 brah. That's what I heard, right? To me, it was hard because it's hard. It's hard to be disciplined, right? And so I was thinking about it as I was preparing to record for this podcast of like, what are the things, like, how have I become so disciplined? Because I woke up recently, probably about 6 to 9 months ago, I remember being like, wow, I have come really far in my discipline. And if you are a Christian, a believer, you understand how discipline plays a role in, you know, your life with your walk with Christ. But it also plays a role in efficacy, right? And so I remember one of the things that I heard from a leader once is like, discipline is doing something long after the feeling of doing it is gone. Oh man, is that true? How many of you are sitting here being like, yeah, Brittany, you're right. because I should have unloaded the dishwasher and I'm listening to you and I didn't, or I was feeling like gross and I decided not to lay out my clothes for the day for tomorrow, and now I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. You know, discipline can be applied not just in, you know, your study habits, because I did not have good study habits in college. It can be applied to your work ethic, you know, your daily chores. And what I believe discipline unlocks is the freedom from procrastination. And the reason why is like, when you think about, let's use something simple, like the dishwasher, right? You got the dishes in the sink. You can wash them, sure, go ahead, but you're going to put them in the dishwasher. And I'll never forget one of my best friends when we lived together was like, so like, why not just put them in the dishwasher? Because it takes the same amount of time. And I'm like, stop being so smart, Meg. I get it. But it also was just like that. That was a mindset shift, right? And so, yes, put your, you know, put your dishes in the sink for sure. But let's talk about getting them in the dishwasher and running the dishwasher. It's late, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night. You got a handful of dishes in there and you have a choice, right? And you're like, okay, oh gosh, I'm exhausted. The kids have been running me ragged. Maybe you're single and you just had a really long day at work or had an argument with someone, whatever it is, there's going to be 70,000 reasons, including the moon, as to why you shouldn't load the dishwasher. But the reality is if you don't run the dishwasher, then you just kicked the can down the road. And so come tomorrow morning when you have to get up and you have to get ready for work and you have to, I don't know, let the dog out, water your plants, do a workout. What's the thing that's going to address you and see you and you're going to see it and you're going to have to face it first thing in the morning? The dishwasher, right? And so discipline, I think using chores has been a really easy example for me as to how to overcome it because it's simple and it's not life threatening and it's not going to impact you in a way that you're like going to die or, you know, it just, you're going to be okay. So maybe you recognize that you didn't load the dishwasher and you keep doing that. Well, go back and load it because the procrastination part is the can. You just kick the can. That's procrastination. So when you kick the can day one, what happens? Disappointment, frustration. Day two, guilt. Why couldn't I have just done it? Why? Third day, kicking the dishwasher can is like, well, that's it. I can't do anything more. I couldn't load the dishwasher because it is just, that's it. It's all gone to crap, right? Because I didn't take the time the night before to then do the dishes, which means 2 days later, now I'm sitting with dishes that I need to do and I'm frustrated because now the whole world is falling apart and I am overwhelmed and now I'm fighting with my partner and my mom is making me angry. All for what? Because you didn't load the dishwasher. Building the muscle of discipline is doing the thing long after the feeling of doing it is gone. Why? Because you want the freedom from procrastination. You want the freedom from stage one, disappointment. Stage two, I'm blanking on what I said. Stage one, disappointment. Stage two is frustration, guilt, and the world falling apart. And also, you want space to be successful and to feel good, right? The mental health component of discipline is far greater than the thing that you're doing, right? Whether it's working out or loading the dishwasher, you're going to feel better and stronger because of it, because you did the thing, because you worked out that day long after the feeling of doing it, your serotonin is going to be great. You're on fire. You're doing all the things. Whether you load a dishwasher, guess what? You got up better in the morning. You didn't have any dishes in the sink. So you were good to go. The dishwasher is run. You're awesome. Okay. You unloaded it. The day's off to a great start. No one is angry. You didn't fight with your partner, all the things. So discipline is doing something long after the feeling of doing it is gone. And it's so important. Why? Because it frees you from procrastination. It frees you from the mental debilitation that is life. And then when you do something as simple as going and running the dishwasher, and this is what I have found in my life, is I go and do the thing like doing the dishwasher and all of a sudden, that over time, compounded interest over time has created a habit in me that even if I'm not feeling it, let's say it's something super random, like, oh gosh, like I need to go to the grocery store, but I don't want to go. I have gotten to a place in my life where give me 30 minutes and I'm like, nope, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go and do it. So I'm not perfect in saying that I just wake up and I breathe discipline, but it is more likely than not after some time, and it's usually 5 to 30 minutes of reflection, that I end up going, nope, I'm just going to do it. There are days where I just want to rest and be still. And I'm like, I've got all this stuff to do. Oh gosh, I need to do it. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to do it. And so play games with yourself. Maybe you're doing some extra work that you have to do, but you take some breaks and spend time with your kids. You block out some time. Maybe you need to bake a ton of stuff for your kids' bake sale. So you make one thing at a time, giving yourself a few minutes. Maybe you watch an episode of TV or you read a chapter in the book. You guys, there's so many ways. Insert Habit Stacking and Atomic Habits by James Clear that you can make discipline enjoyable, because you know what's going to happen after. You know how you're going to feel. You know you're going to be free from it. But in the midst, it feels blah. It feels annoying. But if you can create habit stacking and joy in the process and seek out the process, then what happens is discipline becomes who you are. Being on time, that takes discipline. That takes intentionality of making sure that you are prioritizing where you're being and you're setting yourself up. I never used to be on time. It was a very bad habit that I had. I was never on time. And it clicked. I needed to, I don't even remember when it happened, but I switched. I think it was probably around the time that I started working at Catholic University, where I was like, oh my gosh, I need to start adjusting how I'm doing things. Cause this is not, guess what? When you're late, you feel bad, right? And the whole other myriad of mental health stuff. And so I started to switch that discipline of like, I'm going to get up earlier. I'm going to give myself more time. Why? Because I don't want to be late. And it starts with baby steps. It starts with being on time for a dinner with a friend. And then it starts on time for dinner with family. And then it goes into being on time for work. And then you're early. And then all of a sudden you've set your alarm earlier and you've set your calendar increments to provide more time. And then you also are making sure that you don't set meetings at a certain time of day because you know you want to give yourself, like, all of these things are going to then be a result of learning who you are in discipline. And it's incredible when you give yourself that encouragement that you need. Discipline is incredible. It's incredible. And it will lead to a really, like, free space in your mind and your heart. It'll free up your time. It'll free up, you know, mentally who you are and where you need to be. So I hope this was helpful, because I feel as though when I was navigating discipline of like, it's longer the feeling of doing it, which is great. And I kind of understood it. But I think now that I've reached a place in my life where discipline is just part of who I am, that it's easy to then tell people how I did it and how I was able to grow through it and how I learned and all the things. So I hope it was helpful. If you have questions, you want to chat, DM me. You can DM me on The Brittany Wheeler Show on Instagram, The Brittany Wheeler Show on TikTok. Thank you for listening. Share, follow us along on all of our social media platforms. Share the podcast, like it, do all the things. If this wasn't a fit for you and you don't want to be disciplined, that's okay. But maybe there's somebody in your life that does. So share it along. I'm grateful for you guys. I'm excited for what's coming. And as always, do good things. Make me proud. And we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.